Dear Mother, bit of a surprise. I've had to come away quickly on business in the southwest. Hope you like this view of the sea. I tried to phone. It was all very sudden. We've a big job on down here, and they need the head honcho, yours truly. Could you pop round and feed Springsteen for me? You know where everything is. Be in touch soon. Love, Dennis.
I'm coming. I heard you. I'm here. Sir, for you, something I can do? I'm forgetting. Welcome to La Margarita.
Your vacancies.
This time of year, we've room for a small conference, should one decide to favor us. Single, is it? Or are we hiding a minibus fool out there? Don't tell me, no.
I'm on my own, actually.
No pets, sir.
Not with me, no.
We don't mind those kind. A duration of stay?
A night in the first instance.
Giving us a trial run?
No, I...
My little jest. We're all sweet throughout.
It's okay, I'm a British national.
Beg pardon?
My little jest.
The meal times are on the door, as are fire regulations, as is our tariff. Any particular preference for view? We've back garden, street, and next door's kitchen.
I don't mind. How much do you charge, actually?
There is a 2-foot blue sign out there. It says £22.50 per room.
Must have missed it. Sorry.
I'll have to ask you to pay in advance. We've been coshed by the occasional dawn stealer away early type too often. Hope you don't mind. Best possible faith, all that?
Not at all. Here we are.
Ta very much. Can you sign on the dotted?
Does feel very end of season. A good one, though.
Don't ask me. The bad, the good, can't see the joy in these days. Will you want an evening meal?
Actually, no. I'm going to have a look around. I'll eat out.
I should take a torch.
What?
If you're looking for nightlife.
A restaurant, mainly.
Shouldn't have too much problem if you're a pizza freak. My own establishment carries a pizza name, I'm told. Never touch the stuff. Not exactly done me much good, either. Your change, Mr. Wilson.
Thanks.
There's a parking space in the back.
Right.
North London. A little sparse on the info. Anywhere I know?
Hendon.
I lived in Hornsey once. That's where I found my wife to be, as was. Not married, Mr. Wilson.
No.
Keep it that way. Made in heaven, they say, don't they? Marriages. I think mine was made in Hong Kong. Key?
Thanks. Made it. Away. At last. Done it. I have about a week, Morris. Possibly less, possibly more. Before something happens behind me. Back there. I'd like to use this time. Use it to explain. Write it all down. A record of some sort. A story. My story. An account. Not for Mother. She wouldn't bother to read anything like this. There's only you, Morris. You'll want to know everything. Be intrigued. I've wanted to tell you for over a year. Nearly did once. That night we went to a Cape Town fizz at that jazz club in Leeds. Afterwards, went back to your flat and you started talking about the future. About getting out. Getting clear of Mr. Furestone and all those others. Ice Maiden Jane in taxation. The appalling Klondike Man in investments. And the one you wanted to murder slowly in your own time at a venue of your own choosing. Robert James Mackenzie. Mac the Knife with his practiced sneer and a sense of humour buried like nuclear waste somewhere far behind those bank statement blue eyes. But I didn't tell you, did I? And the whiskey zonked us asleep. You had to lend me a clean shirt for next day on the Wheel of Fire. Now you'll know, though, when you read this. But where do I start? How far back to go? I need to make it clear. I want you to understand, Morris. Understand everything, if that's possible. I'm sitting in this B&B in Cornwall. It's Monday, September 29th. I haven't got my bearings yet, but it's Porthant Bay. It's very end of season. Surfboards browning on the beach. Seagulls screaming, go back. Go back, Dennis. But I can't. Not now. There's no one else here. Suits me. I need time. And space. And quiet. I need to think about my next move. The time is 6:30. Sky darkening outside. I'm going to find something to eat. The very best. Expense no object. Not now. All will be revealed, Mother. All will be revealed.
Have you made your selection, sir?
I think so. A la carte tonight. Why not? I'll have the small stew of bass, squid, mussels and prawns with warm alioli sauce to start.
That's a burrito base, sir.
You bet your bippy it is.
Sorry, sir.
And to follow, I'll have the jambon persier and the sauce gribiche.
That's a chef's speciality. An excellent choice.
Reminiscent of cars crashing, isn't it?
Sir?
When you say it quickly.
Quite. And to drink? Presumably a blanc.
Ah, the old fish and white wine legend.
Legend, sir?
A Celtic thing, apparently. And Saracen. It's fascinating.
The Lacoustier Blanc 73 is the expert's choice.
You've grabbed me. A bottle of that,
On vacation, sir?
Absolutely.
Things are very quiet at the moment.
I've noticed.
Normally, you'd need to book to get a table at the Curnow Castle.
I've obviously chosen a good night.
We had Joan Bakewell earlier in the month. She was filming locally. And Bruce Forsyth.
Sounds like an interesting programme.
Have you come far, sir?
Porthant Bay.
I meant your domicile, sir.
Manchester. It was raining when I left.
Can I get you anything else, sir?
There was one thing.
Sir?
Do you know where I can find a woman? Just for one night. Nothing long term. I've done with all that. You know what I mean? Something really sleek and obliging.
Hmm? I swear, he staggered, Mozza, like he'd been hit. Like I'd clocked him. You should have been there. I paid at the end in Charlie's, counting them out slowly, putting my stuffed wallet on the table whilst he plonked about next to me. In the end, I stood up and I shoved one in his top pocket. He was too surprised to refuse. I drove back along the coast road, laughing so much I could hardly drive. I stopped the car on a cliff top somewhere and looked out at the moonlight on the sea. Check back, Mo. September 29th. Full moon. I know you'll do it. A man for details. And I thought, if only it could stay like this forever. I had had an evening in control. And why? Because I had cash. That's it, isn't it? Cash. Money. Loot. Dosh. Mazuma. What you call the endless thesaurus under bread. And there was I, on a Cornish cliff at midnight. I had nowhere I had to go, and no one I had to consider. Except you, Morris. Except you.
I always do this to illustrate the freshness. Enough for you?
Enough.
Say when.
When? Thanks. I will be pushing off after breakfast, actually.
Your holiday, Squire. Your choice. We're only here to serve. A full English to follow?
No, thanks. Toast and coffee.
Anywhere in particular you're heading?
Land's End, I think. I fancy a long drive to the end of England.
I've a mate with a pub there. I'll give you his card. It's a bit pasty-pisky, but the food's okay.
Thanks.
Look at that.
What?
Out there. That dog at Nugent's place across the road. He wraps the lead round four times when he takes it for a walk. Always a bad sign, that, don't you think?
Day 2. Tuesday, September 30th. Maguire was as dead shamrock as ever over breakfast. I've decided to start getting clever, covering some tracks. I told him I was going to Land's End, but I think I'll stay where I am. And there's my name. I'm spoilt for choice. Today I'm Wilson, from Hendon. Last night I was from Manchester. It's so easy. Even so, when I awoke today, I found myself listening for the phone. Then I went to the window to check the street. What did I expect? A black saloon with two men in suits, I suppose, getting purposefully out and looking up at my bedroom window. But there was no one. It's strange, but at this particular moment, no one in the world knows where I am. I'm reinventing myself. It can't last, can it? But I'm determined to try and enjoy it. I'm sending some postcards. Risky, but I owe my mother one at least. I never told you this, but she thinks I'm the boss at the bank. I know she wanted me to get promotion, so I didn't disappoint her when I made myself assistant manager. Status for mother is important, you see. Ever since Dad, a non-entity all his life, did a runner when I was 6. I'm her compensation. Time, 9:46, leaving La Margarita, Porthant Bay, Cornwall. If I know you, you'll be in the relief mode finishing the crossword by the 5 to 10 deadline.
You're off then, Mr. Wilson.
I am. Thanks. Very comfortable night.
Drive carefully and look after yourself. Make sure they don't catch you, eh?
What?
Looks like being a nice day.
Catch me, you said.
Just to say, don't take Maguire seriously. Nobody else does. See you next year. Got to laugh.
Right. See you.
P.S. One little thing. Nobody knows about my trip. It's a bit hush-hush. So if anyone does inquire, keep mum. Mum. Okay. P.P.S. The clotted cream is in the post.